Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin has extended Moscow's embargo on Western food products until the end of next year. Embargo comes in response to an EU decision on Wednesday to extend anti-Russia sanctions for 6 months. Now, sanctions were first introduced back in 2014 over Moscow's alleged role in the Ukraine conflict. Russia retaliated by banning the imports of food products from the European Union, the U.S., and some other countries. And Moscow has pledged to keep the embargo in place until sanctions against Russia have been lifted. And now we're going to swing over to Mr. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer, joining us out of San Francisco, California. Hello, Mr. Bennett, and thanks for joining us on the program, sir. Now, your thoughts on the international sanctions regime, and has it been more constructive or destructive in getting anything sustainable achieved?
Well, the sanctions, of course, against Russia have been not only a complete failure and done the opposite of what was intended, but it is one of the greatest impetus triggers for Russia's development. It's quickened Russia into a level of self-reliance that it has not seen since the Soviet Union days. There has been rise and a renaissance of pride, of cultural integrity, of survivability. With, you know, it's sort of like they intended the illness of economic sanctions to incapacitate Russia, where instead Russia has fought off the virus and its immune system has become doubly strengthened. So the sanctions, of course, have failed. The sanctions were absolute foolishness, and for the United States to have taken the lead into manipulating Europe into agreeing with these sanctions is an indicator that the United States under the Obama administration cared nothing about the European people or the European industry. And Europe has suffered because of it. So Russia's reversal of the sanctions is a tit for tat. I think it's a wise strategy. Vladimir Putin sees also that the Council of Europe is not giving it representation as it should. So Putin has suspended payment to the Council of Europe. It's invoked their own sanctions. And at the same time, we see the entire narrative beginning to destroy itself. That was the original narrative for Russia's meddling in Ukraine. That's now being seen as completely false. The United States under Victoria Nuland and John Kerry and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, they were the ones who orchestrated a coup d'etat in Ukraine and have forced the Ukrainian people to these unimaginable levels of suffering, while only a few of the elite Ukrainian politicians have benefited from payoffs by the CIA and the United States State Department. And we saw this recently with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe lying about the Ukraine, the shelling that occurred to them. Oh, I'm sorry, the Ukrainian politicians had claimed that the Organization for Security and Cooperation had been shelled by rebels in Ukraine. That was false. That was a false narrative. So the European peoples and continents are beginning to see Russia has had no such meddling operations in Ukraine. The Ukrainians themselves have been lying, and Russia is now in a very top position to communicate directly to each individual nation in Europe. Russia needs to overcome this block-headed approach to communicate to the European Commission, to communicate to Germany. No, Russia needs to focus on communicating to each individual nation individually and separate and disintegrate the European Union, and that will lead to a healthier Europe. The reason Europe is becoming bankrupt, the reason that the euro is going to fall apart in the next couple of years, is because the whole idea of the European Union was a failed project to begin with, because the independent individual personalities and cultures and traditions and everything that it makes the European nations distinct, those are, you can't blur those, you can't monetize those, you can't transform those into a one block European currency. And now they're starting to really discover that. And Germany is going to be left hanging in the balance. Germany in the next couple of years, when the euro completely disintegrates, that's when Russia needs to step in. And I think it's going to win the entire poker game by attracting all of the loyalties, all of the political capital, and all of the financial interests they're going to be investing it in Europe rather than the United States, because Russia is also going to emerge as the stabilizer of the Middle East, where the United States has been working with Merkel in funneling all of the migrants from North Africa and elsewhere up into Europe, which has caused so much destabilization. There's a lot of resentment that's going to be angled against Merkel for that, and that resentment is going to translate into, I think, a breaking apart of the European Union. So Russia's in a great position to capitalize on that breakup, if not accentuate and quicken it.
That's great food for thought there, Scott. Thank you for joining us once again. That was Mr. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer, joining us out of San Francisco, California.